The town of Carrboro's newest truth plaque is located on North Merritt Mill Road next to the St. Paul AME Church and adjacent to the Carolina Car Wash. Carrboro Town Council member Jacqueline Gist is the liaison to the town's truth plaque task force. She said the land that the church and car wash currently sit on was purchased for the town's Freedman School back in 1866.
We were able to work with St. Paul AME and who generously agreed to let the plaque be put there. So I think part of telling the truth is telling the truth about the resilience of some of the earliest citizens of our community. So it fits in very, very nicely that way.
Scattered across the nation, Freedman schools were created for the South's Black communities following the Civil War. Many of these schools were established by the Freedmen's Bureau, a United States government agency that tried to help freed people make the transition to life as free citizens. While there were many federally funded freedmen schools, the one in Carrboro was unique. The original founders of the school, Green Cordell and Benjamin Craig, purchased the land at auction from the family who had previously enslaved Craig. Craig and Cordell donated a portion of the land to the Quakers for the establishment of a school for freedmen. The remaining portion was donated to create a place for the present-day St. Paul AME Church. By 1868, the Quaker school had begun operations as a private school. In 1890, the school expanded to serve Black children in grades 1 through 7. By 1910, about 130 students were enrolled, with 3 teachers. The school was in operation until 1917, when it was consolidated with the original Orange County Training School. Gist said this is a part of Carrboro's history that has long needed to be recognized.
As we struggle always to become an inclusive and equitable community, you can't do that without acknowledging the truth of your history.
The final text of the truth plaque reads, Green Cordell and Benjamin Craig, freed from bondage, purchased this land for a freedman school and church. With funds from the Society of Friends, they built a schoolhouse that served hundreds of free Black children and adults.
This, to me, not only speaks to the Quakers and their contributions to our community, it speaks to the resilience of our Black community, that people who were formerly enslaved, one of the first things they did was to build a school for their kids. I think that that is amazing and something that we need to honor.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.